Your music.
Your life.
Howl and Jamie at breakfast.
Rock FM.
Speaking of Blackpool, we went to the Coronation Rock Company in Blackpool, where they make Blackpool rock. And boy, were our eyes opened.
You got a bad tooth at the moment. Are you going to actually eat some rock?
No, I can't risk it, can I? You're going to have to eat it all, Howl.
We just walked through the door and the smell of rock has hit us. Hello!
Ian was the man in charge, and we asked him what this amazing smell was.
So what you can smell today is it's a mint flavour, mint and sugar boiled up, and that's the smell that's blowing down the street at the moment.
Oh.
You are the real Willy Wonka.
We want to view paradise.
Well, I don't know about paradise, but I'll take you around and you can have a look.
Come with me, and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look, and you'll see. Into your imagination.
Is that a rock meal with like rock carrots, peas and chips?
Oh, that's amazing.
Oh, and it's like banana on the inside.
Oh, wow, that pea's good.
I really wish peas tasted like this in real life.
I knew he'd taste some rock.
I can't believe you've eaten all that.
I've never seen Howell eat all his vegetables before.
Can I just say, what with your bad tooth, it did only take you 3 minutes before you were tasting some rock.
No, I know. Damn it.
We then got taken from the shop. There's like a viewing platform where you can sit and watch the factory and you can buy rock and all of that.
Simply look around.
And then we got taken to the factory floor.
Yeah.
And we could not believe what we saw.
It's a tree trunk.
Yes, it is.
It's a tree trunk. There's red, white and blue.
You know cannons that they use to fire people out of in circuses? Yeah. It looks like it's lying in one of those cannons and it's open. And this rock is going to be shrunk and pulled out to make normal size rock.
I mean, who decided, right, take a giant piece of rock made of glucose and sugar and then fill it with words in the middle and make it into tiny pieces of... It's actually an insane idea when you think about
it. I know,
it doesn't...
You can't fathom it. You cannot fathom it. It's genuinely a giant piece of rock. I had no idea that's how they started. And then they were pulled out, they're stretched out to make the little pieces of rock that you get. It's phenomenal. We're going to get them to make a stick of rock for us for the Blackpool Illuminations.
Yes.
And you'll be able to get yourself some Rock FM Blackpool rock, right? Because we were so bowled over by this. They told us that we could have a go doing the rock rolling.
It looked easy.
It did look easy, but the people who are doing it obviously do it every day. They're amazing at it. And we joined in. It was like, this is a proper factory. We can't slow them down. We can't get in the way, right? And like Laurel and Hardy standing in the middle of these hard-working men and women. We did our best.
He's pushing it. Stop pushing it. You stop rolling. John, will you tell him?
Stop arguing the ball.
He doesn't know what he's doing.
No, do you? Yours is flat.
Well, I don't know what to... I need more friction, Joan.
There was a lady called Joan who was very angry with our technique at rolling rock.
She was more angry with you than me.
All right.
Because you started giving her lip, and that's kind of just at the point before we got kicked out.
Joan, you've been attacked with a piece of rock before.
Oh, dear.
I'll take that as a yes.
We had a lovely time. Thank you to them. You should go down and have a look. I can go in the shop and buy yourself some chips and fish fingers made out of rock. It's amazing. And watch them roll in it. It's the Coronation Rock Company. They're on coronationrock.co.uk. They're near the airport in Blackpool. Coronationrock.co.uk. And look out for your sticker rock at the Illuminations.
Rock FM.
Your music.
Your life.